Hey, what's happening? Welcome back to the Hopitarian Show. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
This is episode number
something.
Korea.
Korea. So, just a quick little update here right at the top of the show. Sorry that we missed the whole month of February. You know, that's just.
We were just sick three times.
Yeah.
Well, mostly our kid was sick three times. Yeah.
And then
we all got sick. Yeah.
Good times. We're going to do some episodes in March, and then we'll miss April. And then we're going to do some episodes in May, miss June. You know, we're just going to skip a month from now on, okay? So that's how it's going to go from now on. So just be prepared for that. Am I joking or not? I don't know. We'll find out.
I know, we'll find out.
We'll all find out together. But also, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and our Odyssey and BitChute channels, and going to make a Rumble channel because, you know, why not? Just try and diversify. I don't even know why I didn't make one before. I don't know. I guess I got too lazy. I mean, yeah, just make a channel. Ooh, you're too lazy? What? What's wrong with you? You can't just freaking make a thing? I don't know. the way you just look at me.
I mean, the thing I'm thinking right now is I don't even know what Rumble is.
It's another... So.
I feel
it's
bad.
It's like another YouTube, you know, but not
you mean
YouTube.
Like Odyssey also?
Yeah, Odyssey.
What's the point? We're gonna have a Vimeo too?
Well, apparently Rumble's I look at other people's Rumble channels and they're growing pretty well. So I figured out why not? Let's get into that. Let's go into that. Let's
get
whole
a
thing.
TikTok at this point.
Yeah. Let's just go on to that bandwagon, the Rumble bandwagon. Not saying that's a bandwagon, but you know what I mean. Anyway. That's all there. And also follow us on social media and yeah.
Why do you look so confused?
Yeah. At the Hopitarian and at Petite Nikoko.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not there that often, but when I am, it gets bad.
Yeah. She's one of those. I'll do my thing for a day and then I'll lay low for a few days and then I'll come back even stronger, lay low. Come back even stronger, lay low. Right?
Sounds like a workout or something.
No, I'm rowing.
That just reminds me of that kid's song. I'm not gonna.
Oh yeah, yeah. Right. All right. Anyway, we're getting off track off the bat. So
speaking of bats, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, never mind. This is not about China, okay? This is about Korea.
Yeah, the another Asian country, another Far East Asian. I was about to say the other, like there's just the two. It's just China and Korea. Fuck Japan. Who gives a shit?
And what about all the other countries?
Oh yeah, like who? Vietnam and what? Taiwan? No, Taiwan's a part of
Philippines.
China. Oh right, I just pissed off some people. I just said Taiwan's a part of China.
Wow.
No, China should be a part of Taiwan. There you go. How about that? Anyway. But yeah, this is going to be about Korea. This is a whole Korea episode. We saw a couple of articles mm-hmm. that we were wanting to read and react to that I guess they caught our eye. Yeah, they caught their eye because the ones that wrote it. No, caught our eye and... kind of makes me wonder just how like work crazy and career oriented. Like you think here in America, because obviously we live in America, so we have this American warped mind. We don't really truly understand what it's like outside of America. Just want to put that caveat out there.
Even though we both lived outside of America.
Well, that was like a way long time ago though.
For you.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, you know, I don't really know what else to add to that, but just the fact that here in America, it's a lot of the women are now, I could focus on my career and mm-hmm. where having a family and children is either looked upon in a positive light or some women look at that as like, that's the worst thing that's going to happen to me. If I'm pregnant, that's not good. That's my whole life's over.
And for us, it's like the opposite.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, I think I'm not sure if this is like this in Korea. Maybe it is, but I feel like here a lot of people feel like, or a lot of women feel like they need to work because they feel like they need to maintain a certain lifestyle that's comfortable for them and their family. And it's hard to do that on one income.
So, yeah,
I mean, that's part of it.
Well, I mean,
I don't know about in Korea though.
Yeah. Like back in the day, at least here in America, cause that's all I'm going off of. You could live off of just one income relatively easy. I would think, I mean, I don't, I'm sure there's people who struggle.
It's just
too,
gotten worse and worse. You know, I mean, even if you just look at the price of groceries now, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
You get like a handful of things and it's like $100 now.
Yeah. Depending on where you shop, but yeah, for sure.
No, but even like at, even if you go to like the lowest of the low, sometimes it's really hard to, to stay under like a certain amount.
Well, especially if you want like the high quality ingredients, the high quality foods, whatever. If you just go out to get the cheapest crap.
Well, actually, I saw this tweet and someone was like, I don't know how I'm going to live here or whatever, because, and they had bought like all this like processed food, the stuff that you'd think would be like cheap that you get at the dollar store, but it was all really expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think in general, it's just really expensive to live now. So maybe it's like that in Korea. But anyway, I think we should move on into the article because there are some other things that are different from America.
We'll just
make this unique.
We'll share this first one about, so especially like here in America, it's about how many hours you work.
Yeah.
A week. And, you know, here it's like 40 hours and then anything over that's overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a limit about how many hours you can work even after you get overtime. So, so this first article is titled "New Government Plan Opens Up Possibility of 8.5 hour Work Week in Korea." 8.5 hour work week.
That's 80 hours.
Like, okay. So 12, right? Get 12.
That's double 24, of what 36, a normal 48. Work week should be.
Yeah, so 72 hours is 6 days. That means you would have to work on Sunday for what, like 8 hours, 8 or 9 hours, something like that?
Yeah.
To even get to that limit of 8.5. That's crazy.
I just feel like, okay, so like the little thing under the headline says, if adopted, the plan would nullify the current cap on the weekly working hours at 52. So I guess right now you're allowed to work 52 hours, or companies are allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You can read some of the article and then I'll tell you some stuff. I think.
So the South Korean government has unveiled a plan to make working hours more flexible by raising the cap from the current level of 52 hours a week to a maximum of 8.5 hours a week. And this is under the new president that was just elected, I think, maybe a year ago or so. It's pretty recent. Yoon Suk-yeol. Is that how you say his name? Sorry.
That sounds right.
I'm super white when it comes to Korean. anyway, that's part of a plan to update regulations on working hours that was approved by the heads of the Ministry of Employment and Labor and other related ministries. These reforms are aimed at guaranteeing the right to choice, the right to health, and the right to rest. We intend to break...
The right to choice?
Yeah, the right to choice.
What, to choose to work yourself to death?
Yeah, apparently.
I don't get it.
We intend to break with an outdated framework that is now 70 years old and establish a new paradigm for working hours. The reforms announced by the government would increase the maximum number of hours allowed per week from the current level of 52, a 40-hour standard work week, plus 12 hours of weekly overtime, to 8.5 hours, assuming a 7-day work week. There would be a maximum of 69 hours, nice, in a 6-day work week. So I don't know, that sounds a lot. Like you're basically working. There will be a maximum of 69 hours in a 6-day work week. So let's see, 12, 24, 36, 48, 60, 70. So 72, if you work 12 hours for 6 days, that's 72. So then lower that to 11. So 11 to 6 is 66.
This is too much math.
So one of those days you're working 12 hours. One of those days you're maybe working 13. Maybe, I don't know. That's a lot of hours.
I like the paragraph underneath that. Employers would be allowed to cluster overtime hours on a monthly, quarterly, or yearly basis, but would be required to give employees 65 hours or more a week, at least 11 hours of unbroken rest between the end of one workday and the beginning of the next. Oh, thanks. I get 11 hours in between the time I have to come in.
Yeah, so basically you get off.
Thanks a lot. That's so generous. You know, I don't have to come in 5 hours later.
Yeah. You go home, cook a meal, or I guess if you don't even have time for some reason.
This is what I don't understand. How can you even have a life if you're working all the time? Well,
yeah,
that's
yeah, because it's all about I got to work, I got to make the money.
Okay, so I kind of like Europe and maybe even America's approach to like work-life balance with work from home and and like lots of breaks and like lower work weeks. And also, wasn't there a bunch of studies that came out saying like people that work 4 hours a day were just as productive as 8 hours a day? Because like, I feel like this is just, I don't know if Japan and Korea are similar in this aspect, but I know in Japan, like people will stay later and come earlier just to look good, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're doing more work.
Well, isn't that like an expectation though? You have to hang around with your work group or your team.
So I feel like it's probably something similar to that. Are they actually getting any more work done, or are they just sitting in the office pretending?
Well, they're going out to the bar good. And having a drink.
No, that's after you get off. And then you get, you know, I guess that cuts into your 11 hours of rest time.
Yeah, I'm technically off work, but I'm still with my work people.
So you're going to work 12 hours a day, and then you're going to go drink with your coworkers until you're, like, drunk. And then you're going to be hungover, and you get to sleep for 1 hour and then come back into the office.
Just 1 hour? How are you going to function with just 1 hour sleep?
I don't know.
The government also plans to look into a white-collar exemption under which the working hours cap and overtime pay rules would not apply to high-income professional workers with a considerable amount of autonomy over their work and startup employees who hold a company stake of a certain amount.
Okay.
The government has also proposed changes to the selective work scheme under which working hours can vary across a month or 3 months for R&D. As long as the total in the period averages to 40 hours a week. The plan would allow the scheme to run for 3 months in all industries and up to 6 months in R&D fields. I'm thinking R&D means research and development.
Yeah.
That would make it possible for companies to increase or decrease their staff's working hours while maintaining a nominal 40-hour work week and thus avoiding overtime pay.
I don't know. Isn't that bad? Because what motivation do you have to work? Because you don't get to work overtime, so you don't get overtime pay.
Right.
You're just expected to work that long. Okay, so we don't have to read the whole article. I don't know if you want to read more of it.
That's fine.
One thing that someone pointed out when there was like commentary on all this on social media, they said that like if you're allowed to make your employer or your employees work longer, then wouldn't that mean less jobs because you don't need to hire as many people?
Yeah. So then I mean, you know, more unemployment, more people poor, living completely in the lower class. They can't.
Yeah. And no overtime pay. And then also someone pointed out that South Korea has the highest suicide rate. I don't know. I don't see how this is going to make it any better because now you're expected to work like 12 hours a day. Possibly.
Like that, yeah. I don't know. I mean, this kind of ties into the next thing that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, which is about women.
Yeah.
Kind of taking a stand, I guess, in Korea.
But the thing, though, about this, before we get into it, is women who think if they work and they're making the money, like, that's great. Like, make the money. But is that really making you more free?
Like, I don't know. I feel like it's worse now because now they're going to be expected to work longer hours and then have to do the same things that men do. I don't know.
But you're not tied to somebody. Well, actually, you are tied to someone professionally, but personally, that's a different story. Like, it's weird how it's kind of a weird thing where professionally, it's fine to have a boss and to kind of, be told what to do. But in a personal life, it's
different because it's harder to leave a relationship than it is to leave a job sometimes.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know. And also it's not as personal, maybe.
It can get personal if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so yeah, we'll get to the next one. And So the title of this article is called, nice picture, it's called A World Without Men. The women of South Korea's 4B movement aren't fighting the patriarchy. They're leaving it behind entirely.
Now, just keep this in mind. This was from The Cut, which is a magazine that's very feminist leaning. Mm-hmm. But also keep this in mind. Like, feminism in other countries is not technically the same as in, like, you know, westernized American countries.
Yeah.
You know, like America, Canada, Australia.
Well, they all have different things that they're fighting against.
Yeah. So, whatever. I mean, there's different expectations on women in Asia, like in general. Right. Before we get into this, I guess, like, keep that in mind. Like, a lot of these things that are happening are a reaction to, actual patriarchy in those countries. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So we did kind of go through it a little bit here. The first, like, few paragraphs is kind of, it talks about, I think, two different women and their experiences and I guess how they got to become who they are.
Yeah. And they're talking about, like, I guess, like domestic abuse,
mm-hmm.
That they saw from their mothers and like their fathers and their mothers. And then also about Korea's rigid beauty standards, which is pretty, I think, universally known because yeah. I mean, they're pretty well known for their, plastic surgery. I mean,
on the like number one,
I think so. Behind maybe, I'm not sure.
Definitely, it has to be Brazil, top five for sure.
It's either Brazil or Korea, but I'm not, yeah. Probably Korea.
Maybe they alternate all the time. Like, yeah, 1 year. It's
just for example, like one common thing that parents offer to like high schoolers is for a graduation present, you can get your double eyelid surgery. Ooh. I'm not even kidding. Like my friend who is Korean, and we were living in America, but, you know, her parents are Korean. They offered to send her to Korea to get the surgery. And she was like, no, thanks.
Yeah, it's kind of
I'm
weird.
Good. But
it's kind of like they're saying that you're not good looking enough. We need to make you more, you know, more quote unquote beautiful.
I know, but
you're too ugly.
Isn't it kind of ironic? Because it's like you're the two parents who created that kid. So
yeah,
be calling yourself ugly.
I guess. I don't know.
Anyway. But yeah, like there are really high standards of beauty in Korea, especially like related to weight and like how clear and bright your skin is and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So I get it.
So this one part here says, while scrolling through Twitter in 2018, Young Mi came across footage of protests that taking place in the streets of Seoul in South Korea, where cases of femicide, revenge porn, and dating violence are widespread. A surge in spy cam sex crimes, overwhelmingly committed by men, had mostly resulted in fines and suspended jail sentences if they were prosecuted at all. That was not the case, however, for one 25-year-old woman who had taken a non-consensual photo of a nude male model at art school and posted it online. She was sentenced to 10 months in prison and court-ordered sexual violence counseling. The demonstrations were a reaction to the blatant hypocrisy.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
So, it's like a like I said before, it's a reaction to something that's actually real that's going on here.
So yeah, so 4B, as we talked about at the beginning with the headline, 4B is shorthand for four Korean words that all start with B or no. The first no, bihun, is the refusal of heterosexual marriage. Bichulsan is the refusal of childbirth. Biyone is saying no to dating. And biseksu is the rejection of heterosexual sexual relationships. It is both an ideological stance and a lifestyle. And many women this reporter spoke to extend their boycott to nearly all the men in their lives, including distancing themselves from male friends.
I wonder if when they say all the men in their lives, do they mean they're also their fathers and their brothers?
Probably.
Because that's kind of sad. So, I mean, to me, what this kind of sounds like is sort of like the men going their own way, MGTOW
yeah.
movement in the United States, which See, it's kind of hard to tell, like, whether this is, like, a big movement or not, because if an article is featuring them, of course it's going to sound like it's big, but right. Who knows? So in MGTOW, they kind of have decided to just walk away from women and mm-hmm. not be in relationships, and that's kind of what this sounds like to me, because they're refusing to have sex with men, they're refusing to get married, and they're refusing to have children. I guess they're the, you know, child-free population. And yeah. I guess that for Korea, this is relatively new, like mm-hmm. that women can work and earn as much as men and live on their own. So maybe this is kind of like their... Well,
yeah, like Korean, like, society is still very like traditional and I guess conservative, if you want to label it that way.
Mm-hmm. That's true, because like when you're meeting, like in dating and stuff, there's a lot of like taboo things you can't do in the beginning and all that,
right.
Which is hilarious also, because then it puts a lot of that stuff underground where, you know, you go to different clubs and stuff. I've heard from a lot of like people who go there that like there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, kind of like Japan's red light district, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
So here also it says, for Young Me and many others who subscribe to its basic premises, 4B is the only path by which a Korean woman today can live autonomously. In their view, Korean men are essentially beyond redemption, and Korean culture on the whole is hopelessly patriarchal and often downright misogynistic. A 2016 survey by the Ministry of Gender Equality and Family found the incidence of intimate partner violence at 41.5%, significantly higher than the global average of 30%.
Hmm.
While 4B's adherents may hope to change society through demonstrations and online activism and by modeling an alternative lifestyle to other women, they are not trying to change the men whom they view as their oppressors.
I do want to point out something interesting. Someone was saying like, oh, well, their birth rate's already low. Are they trying to put themselves into extinction?
I mean, possibly.
And then a Korean woman replied and said something like, cultures that don't respect women don't deserve to exist. So yes, we are trying to extinct ourselves, I guess.
That's kind of weird though. Like that's kind of the thing with the, like, with like the trans thing or whatever, where they're trying to eliminate men or and women, I guess, because, well, I'm a woman, but I feel like I'm a man, so I'm going to change into a man. But I'm a trans woman, but I really...
Well, they still want to reproduce, though. So that's a little bit different.
Because they still want to have kids and things. Yeah, I guess so.
Not that we're saying that that's what we believe or right. anything like that. But
yeah.
Yeah, I guess the main thing here is that they're trying to get away from domestic violence. See, that's the thing I'm not sure about. Like, it sounds like the studies show that Korean men, like, who live in Korea have higher rates of domestic violence, mm-hmm. which I didn't know about, so. Good thing I married a Korean-American, you know, because he doesn't have domestic violence.
Even young women who are not members of the movement echo that they could not imagine dating or marrying a Korean man. Soo Yun, a teacher in her early 30s, told me that talking to her male friends made me always feel like, oh, maybe I can never find a Korean man. Even in my generation, some guys expect a really traditional role from their spouse. As if to prove her point, a recent survey by a matchmaking company found that women were reluctant to marry because of the division of housework, while men hesitated because of feminism.
That's interesting. I wonder if that has anything to do with the low birth rate. People are just not dating now. They don't want to date.
Yeah, because men probably feel, some men probably do want to have kids, but anytime they're going out with a woman, they feel scared to even bring up the topic because, like I said here, according to this one survey, they're hesitated because of feminism.
Yeah.
And they know, well, you know, if I talk about, you know, I think I want to have kids, whatever, and the woman's like, I don't know, I kind of want to focus on my career, maybe wait until I'm 30, 35. But then at that point, how do you know where you're going to be when you're at those ages? Because you could be 30 and still, I don't feel ready, and at 35, I'm not ready, you know, and then.
Yeah, it's a gamble because, you know, after 35, your fertility declines. So,
what you're saying is that at 35, you may hit the wall.
Wow. Anyway. I thought hit the wall. That's a MGTOW term, by the way. Meant also like
in your literally hitting in the your wall. Looks. Like you're literally hitting the, like you literally hit a wall.
It's when you drive your car and you crash into a wall. Okay. Anyway, what was I going to say? No, I can't remember.
Something about,
well, I guess in here they're talking about like, well, the division of housework, I'm assuming they mean that the men assume that they want to do all the housework.
Well, they're probably thinking I'm going to go work. I'll make the money for the, that's the thing too. The man's making the money for the both of yous.
The both of yous. Yeah.
While the woman is doing.
I get that. But I also understand if they're scared about like domestic violence, which apparently.
That's such a, but like, the you're going to constantly think about that. Like if I'm with this guy,
I get that, but you're thinking an American mindset right now. Maybe that's a normal.
Well, I did say it before to caveat.
Maybe that's more of a normalized thing in their culture. I don't know because I'm not, well, we're not. We don't live in Korea. We're not.
Yeah.
You're part Korean, but.
But I'm not Korean. I mean, I'm Korean, like blood wise, but not like actually culturally Korean. I'm culturally American.
Yeah. You
I'm full blooded American.
Yeah. If I didn't know what you look like, I would just assume you're white.
I mean, yeah. I sound white. I.
You got a white nose.
Oh, thanks.
But you got Korean eyes, so. Actually, you have HAPA eyes because you have the double eyelid. So in Korea, this is what people were trying to get. This is what people are trying to get when they have surgery. They want that. So you're lucky.
People are like, what's he got that I don't got? I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know what he's doing.
Anyway, we're getting.
So you were actually, you were mentioning a little bit like how they don't know. Or you don't know how big this is. Even it says in here, it is unclear how widespread or popular the 4B movement is, given its...
I'm telling you, this is probably like MGTOW, but like for women in Korea. Not that big.
It could be one of those things where it's prevalent online, but then when you go out into like society and person to person, everyone's like, oh, what's
it, you know? Yeah. I just wonder, like, it's weird about the low birth rate. I just wonder what ties into that. Because I feel like they have so many incentives to have kids. Like, I think I've talked about this before, but they will, like, throw money at you to have kids. They will pay for everything.
That is true.
And then they will pay you on top of paying for everything.
Yeah.
Like, we need to move to Korea.
Like, that's how urgent of a... I don't know, what's
a problem?
Yeah, it's a problem there. Like, oh, man, our population's dying off. Once the old people are gone, there's not enough of these young people. Young generation isn't making kids enough to.
They're not going to replace the population.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I mean,
like, they'll even pay for like all of your infertility treatments if you're doing
that. Yeah,
and they'll pay for you to freeze your eggs if you're a woman. Like, all that stuff is covered.
A lot of countries are like that. Like, Korea's one, obviously, but then there's some like European countries who are like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's some that are like, they're either just pro-family or their population is declining.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, America's not like that, so that sucks.
Yeah, I know. So, beginning in 2013, the rate of college enrollment among Korean women surpassed those of men.
Sounds like America.
Today, nearly 3/4 of women are enrolled in higher education, compared with less than 2/3 of men. Previously, women were expected to drop out of the labor force after marriage or parenthood. Now, young men see their female peers as competitors for increasingly scarce jobs.
See, that's another thing. If they're going to make the work week, like, longer, like, you know, longer hours, and they already have scarce jobs, and then the high suicide rate, I feel like this is just, their society just sounds like it's not going well.
I know. In online forums and on social media, disgruntled men began labeling college-educated women kimchi-nyo or kimchi women, giving a name to the stereotype of Korean women as selfish, vain, and obsessed with themselves while exploiting their partners. So in a way, it's almost like they're like, the men are reacting to the women reacting to the thing.
Yeah, it's like they're like a couple years behind us. because you know how feminism's got out of control here.
Yeah,
it could happen there too.
Yeah, like there's. I mean, I'm sure there's conservatives and right wingers who say. I mean, like I understand feminism, but then like this, what was it like the third, fourth, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
it's just like it's way out of control and ridiculous. Yeah,
it looks like it's going that way for them.
Yeah, it's like I get it when it started, but then.
Now there's nothing to complain about.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Although I'm sure if the 19th Amendment never happened, you know, we wouldn't even have gotten to this. You know, women voting. Anyway, so I don't. It is interesting that I don't know the history of where this started, but it does seem like. A lot of the, I guess, not really, not like the third world countries mainly. I mean, there's probably a few who are like that, but especially like Korea and probably even Japan and some of the other big, possibly even China. I don't know. I don't really know. But it seems that they're all kind of gearing towards this trend of women wanting to go into the workforce and wanting to. Well, they want to focus on their career and everything like that. I don't know when this started.
I think it's more out of necessity because they're trying to get away from not having any choices, I guess. So I just wanted to bring up, like, in this part of the article, they do talk about the birth rate, which apparently the birth rate now is 0.78, lowest in the world. That means that you won't even have enough people to replace what they already have. So
basically,
there.
For every two people who die there, maybe one person will be born.
What is it, like 7/10 of a person will be born? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
So apparently, they have the lowest birth rate in the world now.
So yeah, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol won the election in March 2022. So yeah, almost a year from now, or a year ago, with a message that blamed feminism for Korea's low birth rate and a promise to abolish the country's Ministry of Gender Equality and Family.
Okay, so I don't understand. Like, that guy is supposed to be like, what? He's supposed to be the conservative pro-family guy? Is that what this is? Why is he making the work week longer? I guess
I'm not really 100% sure. Like, again, I'm not like, we're not trying to say that we know everything about Korean politics. Like, again,
we don't,
like,
obviously don't know anything.
Okay? Yeah.
Just say that. We're just reacting to these articles.
See, that's again, you promise to abolish a government thing or whatever. And then apparently it's still around. So is anyone asking him, hey, are you going to abolish it? Or what's the deal here? Are you waiting or? Was that all just promise that you're not going to keep, you know, like how a lot of politicians do? Yeah, I promise to do this and I promise to do that. And then when they come around to actually possibly doing the thing, they don't do the thing.
I mean, isn't that just how politicians are, though? Empty promises.
For the most part, I would think, yeah.
There's a bunch of, like, other parts in this article talking about, like, so what are we, like, what else are you allowed to do if you're in 4B? Like, are you allowed to marry a lesbian? Blah, 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 cisgender woman, blah, 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 blah. All that type of stuff.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. To me, from just reading this article, because this is kind of the first time we've went through it, to me it sounds like MGTOW for women.
Yeah.
A little bit more radical, maybe, I guess, probably just radical feminism coming into Korea now as a especially reaction.
For them, yeah.
Yeah. Like as a reaction to things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like that's the problem with reactionary politics, though. Like, it doesn't really get anything done. Like, in the end, it's kind of like the end goal is to get rid of the other thing instead of actually doing something else.
Well, yeah. I mean, you probably most want to be a revolutionary as opposed to a reactionary, because when you're a revolutionary, that's why the reactionary is there, to react to what you're doing.
If they were revolutionaries, they would be. I think there's a movie about this, actually. I don't remember what the movie is, though. I'm really bad with movies. as you know. But if they were revolutionaries, they would all get sperm donors, raise their own children without the men, and then create a woman society.
Or yeah, but something so like that. But what if like they have a child or they get they're pregnant and they find out it's a boy?
Then like they just it. You know no, you just like oh. turn it trans and then turns turn into trans a woman. Or- yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Turn it gay and like, well, there's no men around for you, so I guess you're just gonna die. And there's
no, I think in the movie, I don't know what movie it was, someone was telling me about it. I think in the movie, they turn the men into sperm donors, so that's all they're good for, or whatever. Sounds like the opposite of like, that thing that all the leftists are obsessed with,
Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of that.
Hmm. Yeah. It was a movie, though.
Mm-hmm. It was like a dystopian movie. Why, you want to watch it now?
Was it like a newer movie, like a more recent movie, or was it like
kind of I think it was a couple years ago.
A couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I don't know.
Anyway.
So, yeah, anything yeah. else you want to add to that?
Yeah, I got one thing.
Oh,
so,
yeah? If, got one if, more thing.
If Korean women don't want to marry Korean men, then they should go marry men from other countries.
Yeah.
Mostly, you know, like white men. And then people are going to be like, wow, how dare you promote this? And then you can create a bunch of HAPA babies. And then we can create our HAPA ethno state. And you can all, we can go take over a piece of land. And then, yeah.
Sounds good to me. I mean, you know, the I mean, everybody can.
You wouldn't exist, right?
Well, yeah, that's true. I wouldn't exist. Yeah. I mean, and every race can be protective of their race. We're just protective of our own race. We're protective of HAPAs because we're half and half, or you know, we're like the half and half you put in your coffee.
What? So we're half milk and half cream,
something like that, right? Anyway, so we're gonna end it here. Thank you so much again for joining us. Hope that was interesting. It was pretty interesting, I think, personally. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you thought it was stupid, so that's why
you just think it's interesting because you're Korean.
That's the only reason we're doing this, is because if it feels like any other countries, like, well, yeah, whatever.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, but anyway, so again, please subscribe to our YouTube and our BitChute and Odyssey channels. Really need to grow those channels, especially the BitChute and Odyssey. You know, get because YouTube, as some of you may know. I know there's some people that are, I guess, within our spheres, I suppose, who are getting, they're getting some knockout punches over there where either they're losing their channels or they're getting a lot of strikes for whatever reason. And some of their content's being taken down for whatever reason. So YouTube's is being bad, as you could say.
You mean as usual?
As usual, right. So, I mean, we've had it happen to us once before. So please go to our BitChute and Odyssey channels and follow us over there. And, coming soon, going to try and get a Rumble channel going. If I have the time, get that going for us.
Do it before we get sick again.
Yeah, I know. And, also follow us on social media, follow us on Twitter at Thoughtbitarian and Appetit Nikoko. You know, it's a lot of fun over there on Twitter. It's so great. You know, your mind just, It's you're gonna learn something new every day over there on that website.
Not good things, but, you know.
I didn't say it was a good thing. I said you're gonna learn things, learn new things. It's like, wow, wait, really? Anyway, so yeah, that's it. Anything right. else?
No, I don't want to say anything else. It can't be any positive things.
All right.
All right. Bye.
See ya.